WMFO Medford. How you doing? Why do I have like an echo? Maybe it's just in my head. Good morning, Mike on the mic here at WMFO. And welcome to another Saturday. Today happens to be Saturday, September 16th. And we're here until 11 a.m. Until the new show comes in, something about the women. And stick around for that. Today we have, this is so weird. It just sounds horribly weird in my headphones. I don't know why that is. Oh, well. So today we have a musical guest, a singer-songwriter coming in at 10 a.m. By the name of Lina R. Lina is a local girl, and she will share a little bit more about herself. She will talk about how she got here to this point of living around here in the Boston area and playing around and talking about what it was growing up west of here in Massachusetts. But all of that good stuff. So we'll meet her at about 10 a.m. But until then, it's an hour of freeform. With just me, that is me, Mike, on the mic. Today is, as I look out the window, it's rather cloudy and rainy and spitty. And today and tomorrow are going to be like carbon copies of each other, just like this. The sun will definitely peek out, a little bit of everything, but sticky, kind of sticky, humid for these 2 days. Humidity in September, always an interesting thing, but we're used to it around here, I think, maybe. Okay, so new noise for the first set. I have something new from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. It's from his latest record. And this one here is called Cumberland Gap. Brand new here, kinda, at WMFO Medford.
There's an answer here.
Medford, 9:19 in the morning. Mike on the mic with you. Some free form this first hour, and yes, I've fixed my microphone. I don't know if you could hear the doubling, but I certainly could. And I didn't do anything to deserve the doubling. Usually, it's like, oh yeah, I drank too much, but nope. I know what I did though. I'm not going to tell you because it doesn't matter. But I fixed it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that first set. Let me tell you what I played. Started off with the latest from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. His excellent 2017 vintage album, The Nashville Sound. That was Cumberland Gap. Just great stuff from him all the time. Very, very reliable. As a DJ, it's like you can see Jason Isbell and go like, yeah, I can play that. It's great. The Feelies, after that, with a great track from them. The disc was In Between, Gone, Gone, Gone. Some local music from The Outlets, 2007's album of the same name, self-titled, some might say. That was Best Friend. The Replacements from 2006. There was a collection called Don't You Know Who I Think I Was? The Best of the Replacements that was left of the dial. And the fifth song was a reach way back in time. I could just barely reach it with my fingertips, but I grabbed it and I brought back David Essex from a collection in 2011 called The Best of David Essex. That was Rock On. That was Rock On. And now I've got to talk about this again. It's like this seems to be a weekly thing where we lose a rock and roll luminary and I got to talk about it, which is fine, but, you know, we're going to run out of them. I'm not used to being this age, and this doesn't make any sense. This gentleman was 56 years old. I'm talking about Grant Hart from Husker Du, just passed last week, the drummer. And the wonderful Husker Du has been entertaining everybody, including me, for a long time. I think they're from Minnesota to begin with. But this one is bad. I mean, I really... you know, last week Steely Dan, this week Husker Du. If you're not too familiar with Husker Du, I did the impossible. I chose four tracks that I want to play from them, and I think it's representative of the sound that they have. You know, they're truly punk, and from that era, they defined it in so many ways, and they were idolized and even copied because they were that good. Just wonderful. So let me start with the first one from Husker Du. In memory of our friend Grant Hart. This is WMFO in Medford.
talking to you again. There's things I'd like to pray somewhere, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. I put you down where you belong, but I'm never talking to you again. I show you everywhere you're wrong, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. Talking to you. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you.
Number
WMFO Medford, hell of a set there, huh? Love the set, but I hate that I had to play it. Mike on the mic here at 9:36 in the morning. It's WMFO Medford. That set was dedicated to the wonderful, fabulous, awesome Husker Du. Best wishes to everybody, certainly to the family of Grant Hart, who passed away this past week, their drummer, at the age of 56. Started off with Husker Du, and Diane from 1983's Metal Circus. After that, moved up to the next year, 1984's Zen Arcade, Never Talking to You Again. There was an Amusement EP, not sure of the year, but that was Who's Gonna Do It Again and Let's Go Die. 1986, from the wonderful Candy Apple Gray CD, that was Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely. And then just finished up with someone who wasn't with them from the beginning, but it sure seems like he was. Bob Mould, a live version of his great track, See a Little Light. All right, it's WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. My guest at 10 a.m. is going to be Lina R. She is downstairs waiting for me to come get her. So I got to go bring her up so she can tune up. And we'll be ready at 10 a.m. to meet her and greet her and what other rhymes I could maybe think of later. All right, so let me get going on that. I have some new noise. I'm very excited about this. This is a band called Daywave, brand new from these guys, called Something Here. New noise at WMFO Medford.
you're feeling the lust. And I don't know how to get along with my seven. I'm weakened when I'm weakened. So let's go back. Solid as I'm waving, solid as I'm waving. So I became a liar. I've been underrated, overestimated. I made it really hard for you, hard for you to love me. But there's so many things we could do, and all we need is escaping. So let's go back to Acapulco on the blinking afternoon.
said she was beautiful even without her head. Everyone said she was dangerous. Well, the chief of police kept the crime off the streets. Deep in his heart, we all knew he felt differently. We all knew he was an anarchist.
To the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
You look so much better now that you have found her. So much better with your arms around her.
WMFO Medford, 9:50s, well, almost 9:58 in the morning. It's Mike on the mic just before 10 a.m., which is kind of what 9:58 means. Thank you very much. All right, so I'm happy to say that Lina R. is here. She'll be coming in from the green room in just a second and join us just a little bit after 10 a.m. after I take up just a little bit of time to tell you what I played and play some new noise at the top of the hour, which you're going to love. Okay, started that off with a new noise from Daywave. Brand new from them. The CD is called The Days We Had. This is Something Here. After that, the wonderful and terrific Teenage Fan Club. 1991's Bandwagon-esque. You try to say that. That was called The Concept. Milky Chance after that from a recent release called Blossom. That was Cocoon. Cracker from 1993's awesome Kerosene Hat CD. That was Movie Star, as we say around here. Everybody else is Movie Star. Never understood that. And then something from 1987. There was a CD called Don't Break My Fall by Mike Viola. That was so much better. Just wonderful poppy goodness there, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Lena? Yeah. Yeah, your mic's not on, but they can still hear you. If fooled you. All right, Lynn is smiling at me there across the table. We'll connect with her in just a second. But at 10 a.m. at WMFO Medford, I want to play something for you. You know, I mentioned that people are passing away and musical legends and whatever. And this was the last week and a half or so, and I played something from Greg Allman. But his new record called Southern Blood, posthumous release, is simply amazing. So that's going to be my new noise here, and I'm going to let the gentleman introduce him and where he was, and then we'll play the track. And then we'll come right back after that with Lena R., WMFO.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.